He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes and French fries and cheeses put his ambition to bed. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, married an actress named Kim. They had a fun life. She was a good wife for him, young son named Jim. All of the answers and all the questions locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. War took his baby, bombs killed his lady, and left him with only one. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While tears were falling, he was recalled answers he never found. So he hopped on the freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the island, fishes pilot, drinks that green label each day, writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. 'Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say. Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. Looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
Thank you. Robbie G on those tropical London drums.